4 days out from the federal election, our final instalment of Pollywaffle. Good morning, Clive Palmer.
Good morning. How's everybody?
We're going all right. It seems to be the pointy end of things now, where everyone's starting to step things up a little bit. The election got a little bit unboring this week, you might say.
Well, it was a bit unboring, but it got back to boring pretty quickly. You know, it's, you can't keep a boring election down. But the sad thing about it is that, you know, there's all this speculation. Will Turnbull win? Will Shorten win? And when you look at the news poll, it's got a 5% discrepancy on accuracy, right?
Yeah.
They say they're only 1% or 2% apart. So you can't pay any attention to the polls, you know. No. It'll just see what happens, really.
Okay.
What are the odds now of a hung parliament, and what would that mean for us, do you reckon?
It might mean that debate actually has something to do with decisions, and that people can argue things for a change, because at the moment it's similar to communism. You've got a two-party system, and one party just decides their policy, and all their members have to go along with it regardless.
So yeah.
The only way you're getting debate in parliament is if you have independence in there, really. And so I think however people vote in the House of Reps, they need to vote for a another party in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
So at least that there's some control. And you know, the Senate should be a house of review. It doesn't matter whether you vote for Palmer United or you vote for someone else, but you shouldn't want to not have the same people running the show in the lower house as they're doing the upper house.
Yeah, it's a good point. And they have changed it this time around for the election, that the voting process is actually different. You need to number them all, and they've got those ads running to explain how to vote this time.
So that the two parties can control both houses. And Australians should vote against that, because it's not healthy, really.
No.
I mean, we stopped the 214 budget, you know, with $10 billion in Social Security, where people under 30 would have had to wait for any support for 6 months, and the co-payment, all that sort of stuff. Now, you know, people should be able to have that debate in their community. It shouldn't just go through automatically without decision. And we saw all the promises that Tony Abbott broke at the last election. It didn't really matter to him. Politicians, it should be a synonym for breaking promises. It should be the same thing. Yeah. A person who breaks promises is a politician.
Yeah. Now, what would you say, Clive, to anyone planning to do a donkey vote on Saturday?
Well, I think the donkey is probably, it's an intellectual vote, really. He's more smarter than most of the people in Parliament, the old average donkey would be, and would be an insult to the donkey to put him in the same category.
Wow, there's layers to that.
There's layers there, Onion Man.
Now, it's lazy.
Clive, one of the things about, and we just touched on the election process, there's this massive A5 sheet or A4 sheet that folds out and out and out and out, and there's so many people in there, especially if this is for the Senate we're talking about now specifically. Do you think it's a bit ridiculous that there's that many parties, or should there be a refining process before people go to the polls?
Well, basically, you've only got to vote for one party above the line to have your vote counted. You could vote for 1 to 6. So you should just concentrate on who you're going to vote for. I mean, United, vote one, they get the vote. That's it.
Very good.
Now, don't worry about the rest. Throw it away.
Good point.
Now, 2 out of 3 Americans say Donald Trump isn't qualified to lead their country as we get to the pointy end of their process as well. What do you think?
I think Malcolm Turnbull and Bill Shorten are not qualified to do anything other than run a coffee shop.
Run a coffee shop?
To make coffee for each other while they're worrying about, you know, where they get a job for next week. Sort of thing, you know?
Double shot cappuccino for me, thanks.
Yeah, they couldn't get a job anywhere, I don't think, really. I mean, let's face it, Malcolm Turnbull's the second oldest Prime Minister Australia's ever had. Mm. He's eligible for the pension in 3 more years. He wants to increase the pension. I can't follow it. Bronwyn Bishop's getting $20,000 every payday to die. That's a lot of money to keep her hair intact.
That's a lot of money, isn't it?
Wow. Do they get paid weekly or fortnightly?
That's a monthly. I think she gets about $250,000 of taxpayers' funds, as well as all the other travel entitlements to go to Nice and to Paris and all that sort of thing, at your expense. While in Tasmania, 25,000 families live on less than $20,000 a year.
How much do you live on per year, Clive?
I just live on the goodwill of my wife making me lovely food every morning and loving me. That's what I live.
That's all you need. It's the Australian dream.
All you need is a house, a wife and a good meal, and you're happy, mate. You don't need anything else.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Well, Clive, may the best party win on Saturday. It's been a pleasure catching up with you each week in the lead up to the 2016 federal election. Thank you.
God bless both of you. God bless Australia and the Sunshine Coast.